F off, back to Russia, F off, back to Russia.
Exercises, no tricks, no unpleasant bending. Wrestle pool. There you are. There you are. You're right there. Right where I left you. Hey, Zombo in your brain. And right here on the WRCT Pittsburgh, having at it. Oh, why I did that little chunk of music all at the beginning rather than kind of bop in early. I have finished the third quarter of 2023. What we heard was from the new Surfer Jets record, their version of Blondie's Heart o' Glass. From their album Roller Fink, we heard the Lords of Atlantis doing Fiery Trendant, another surf thing. The Guy Hamper Trio. Another Billy Childish thing, but that's a great version of a song, This Wondrous Day. And started off with the Bonzo Dog Band, Mr. Apollo. How are you rats doing? That is fine. All right, we're off to the fourth quarter of 2023. It's going to be about 2 weeks. So this week, next week, we'll have the whole year of 2023 wrapped up. And what that it means is that it's all music that was either released, that I found, that I was given, that I stumbled on, that was thrown in my face, that I picked out of the garbage, whatever, how I acquired it in 2023 by hook and crook. So I used a hook and a crook. I like that, using them hooks and crooks. Yes, yeah, that's the way to do it. Stretching my fur. And let's get into, there's an album 45 put out this year by Big Sandy. And he is covering the music of Freddie Fender. Forget Freddie Fender's real name, but it's not Freddie Fender. He got that because he always played Fender guitars. And, yeah. So, anyhow, it's his big thing. He wrote the song Wasted Days, Wasted Night. Then he got put in jail for marijuana. And then when he got out of jail, he put the guys together. They re-recorded Wasted Days, Wasted Night. His whole career changed. It was very nice. Very nice. He got some nice things happening to him. Or nice things happened to him. And then he just got, he just died. Not that long ago. I don't know. Within the last 40 years, he died. I can guarantee you that. I'm not one of these people that go, oh, yeah. Unless I want to Wikipedia it. I don't want to. Wasted days, wasted nights. Big Sandy, Zombo in your brain, RCT in the Pittsburgh.
Wasted days and wasted nights that I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame for making me blue? Don't you
Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's but the bar loved her anyway. He made up his mind, she says, what's a girl to do to be content? Use your imagination, time to experiment, make love like a punishment. So they call her the Bludgeon Cat, the Bludgeon Cat. You better stop. What's a girl to do to be content?
himself when he gets drunk and he loses his job. And that the road you're walking on gets cold, rocky, and hard. I couldn't make you love me. You only made me blue. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, Lord, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Love affair. You'll walk the floor from door to door and pull out your peroxide hair. You never were my woman, 'cause you were never true. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, Lord, I hope that it falls on you. I will have
cowboy picking up his old sit tight with his 10-gallon turban on, making like a Nashville star. A country music's everywhere, watching charm his lasso in the air. Everybody give old Hoot sing a hand.
He's that snake charming sitar picking man.
He couldn't find a guitar for sale in the whole bazaar. So he started picking country on a beat-up cheap sitar. Pretty soon a crowd of Hindus gathered round to hear him make that well-furrowed sound. Everybody give old Hoot sing a hand. He's that snake charming sitar. Yeah, that cow-cutter cowboy is moving in to music town. And he brings in that way-out Hindu cowboy sound. So if you hear some country music with a foreign twang, and words of wild with flyer don't mean a thing, go ahead and give old Hoot sing a hand.
He's that snake charming sitar picking man.
All right, that was a compilation that came out this year. Really fun. It was called like Fuzzed Out Country, and it had a couple really neat tunes on it. That was Sitar Pickin' Man, Bobby Zim, and Johnny Darrow did Mental Revenge, which is a nice tune. Keep That Gravy Hot, New Dick Dickerson, and the Whippersnappers, 45. Let's see, we did Elvis Costello, the flirting kind. I got a reissue of like a greatest hits kind of, no, out of our one of his many million compilations. But I always liked that tune, kind of like that mid-period Elvis Costello and the Attractions, where they were kind of like Burt Bacharach-esque. Nice. An older reissue. You've been rumbled by Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. And also from that fuzzed out country album, Buck Owens, Who's Gonna Mow Your Lawn? Man, tell you, Buck Owens, man. Buck Owens. Well, the world was a nicer place since Buck Owens. You know, it's one of those kind of things, like all the stuff that Buck Owens did, man, musically, you know. And him and Don Rich, man, nobody sang like those two dudes, man. I mean, they redefined the country in my brain. And I always liked Buck Owens. Always smiling, always happy, always, until Don Rich got killed in the motorcycle. Then he wasn't so happy. Matter of fact, he said his whole career felt like it was over. That's really, because he was riding the motorcycle. He said, I don't think you should ride that motorcycle, Don. Oh, I want to ride my motorcycle. And that's the last thing. So remember, I can't go back in time, but sorry. It would have been nice if he would have stuck around a little longer. We heard Big Sandy and doing his tribute to Freddie Fender. They're about the same size. Big Sandy. Freddie Fender's pretty tubby. Big Sandy's pretty tubby, too. But I remember the one time, I don't know what kind of stuff Big Sandy is into. I did some like DJ stuff and some, but I remember when he was in El Paso, he comes up to the show. He has this big black eye. I don't know how he got this black eye, but it was like, you know, a real good rockabilly look, you know, tubby guy, pompadour, great voice, black eye. Never really found out what that was all about. Hey, let me tell you a few things. Now this is a dilly. This hits home. I'm talking about shelter dogs, shelter pets. You know that 17 million people require a dog. Actually, it's 17 million and one. We just got a new shelter doggy yesterday. Very nice doggy. Got them from a rescue. Believe it or not, the dog was from Mississippi. So, yeah. So, welcome Cosmo to our family. He's kind of like a combination Australian Shepherd, Pit Bull, Boxer, Hound Dog. And, so there's a bunch of mutt, real 200% mutt. But anyhow, you can get one of these dogs, man. I'll tell you, it's very nice. Very nice. You don't have a doggy. Nice time to get a doggy. I'm talking to you, Kelvin. You need a doggy too, right? How's your doggy, by the way? Anyhow, you need new doggies. Everybody needs a new dog. Good. Just go out and get one, even if you don't need one. Because the pets adopted from animal shelters, you know, they have risen almost 30%. Actually, it says 29, which is like almost 30. In the last 2 years. And that was in 2013. So that was 10 years ago. So now it's probably went about 6,000%. You can adopt. You can make a difference in the life of a shelter. And I'll be honest, when you adopt a shelter pet, I think they kind of know. You know, they kind of know, like, wow, I hit the dog lottery. Rather than, you know, oh, look at this purebred dog. He's all interbred. Oh, yeah, look at that. He's got, he's perfect. Except he's going to live for like 2 years because he's so interbred. So get one of these shelter pets. They last a long time. Good value. A person's the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by WRCT and me personally. Go get yourself a dog.org. All right, what else we got here? And if you want to help people, why don't you help a neighbor in need? Get him a dog. That's right. You have a neighbor in need? Get him a dog. Someone in your community with long-term health needs could be struggling. Get him a dog. To keep his independence. That's right. They got those service dogs. I really feel bad for service dogs. They got to work all the time. And they always have that, don't pet me. That's so rude. Dogs are made to be petted. And these owners are like, that's my support dog. Don't pet him. And the dog looks like, man, I could sure use some pets because this job stinks. I have to be around this person all the time, this super neat, and you know a lot of people, I actually know a few personally, that say, oh, it's a support animal just so they can bring him on an airplane or they can bring him in the restaurant. He's a support animal. You know, I'm sorry, if he's not a seeing eye dog, a hearing ear dog, or a smelling nose dog, I'm sorry. It's nice having a dog around, I'll give you that, but it seems like some people have separation anxiety from their dog. Rather than the other way around. And they freak out when their dog's not around. So they need this dog as an emotional support dog. But I don't mind that as much as the don't pet my dog. Dogs are meant to be petted. And I hate to have a sign on them too. Don't pet my dog. I'm at work. Really? Your dog's at work? That dog looks miserable. That dog looks absolutely miserable. You know? Just really use a snack and a pet. That's what dogs are for. Snacking and petting. Yeah, you know, I'm like I'm gonna put dogs to work. Oh man, that's gotta be rough. You know, because if a dog's really smart, you know, let's have this dog do some work for us. Let's have it be a bomb sniffing dog. Dog has no idea he's sniffing out bombs. That's the crazy thing. Dog has no idea he's sniffing out. And then they got dogs that are narcs. Now that's a rotten deal. You know, narc dogs. You know, dogs that sniff out drugs. And you know, people got drugs. So what? What business of it is yours? You know, I don't care. Jeez, you got to have somebody's dog narc on them? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Ain't my cup of tea. That's all good. I got those two out of the way. Let me tell you about some shows. So we got a bunch of new shows. And guess what, friends? We got a bunch of new shows. And guess what? Guess what? Most of these are going to last about 2-3 weeks. So I know these promos are at least good for a while. All right? Good for a while. Because a lot of people come in, a lot of students, and they do their radio show, and they do it a couple times, and they go, okay, novelty's done. I want to go back to the foosball. I don't think anybody even plays foosball anymore. Yeah, now here's a show you can get excited about. This show makes somebody else's nipples hard. I'm talking about Wound Liquor. That's my buddy, my old buddy, Doc Ammonia. Ammonia. Wound Liquor is your key to a healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anomia. I'll get it right sooner or later. I always call them Doc Ammonia. I didn't know that. That doesn't look like a typo. It is Anomia. Doc Ammonia? Is that a word? It's got to be some play on it. It got to mean something to somebody. As he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixtures, subatomic particles, and stuff like that. And he is on Thursday, noon o'clock. And that is a show I highly recommend you listening to. Because, actually, this dude had his son on my radio show about 15 years ago. His kid's in college now, or graduated, and has 9 kids. I don't know. He's got kids. But whatever. I remember he brought his kid in, and his kid was really being a nuisance to the show. His son was not invited back in. He was very rude. He was very rude. And he gave him cue cards to read off, which I thought was kind of weird. Like, insults to me that he wrote for his kid to read. So I'll get even with that dude. I want to pop in on his show. I'm gonna bring my dog in and have man. He's a sweet pup. He's 12 weeks old now, 11 weeks old. And only 2 accidents in the house. That's me. I had 3 accidents in the house, but he only had 2. So he has 1 more accident due to him. Or do him. Or do to him. All right, let's see what else has happened. I know Democracy Now! Is shaking bacon. It's a national, daily, independent, award-winning program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, opposed to the debates that people agree on. Now, those are the kind of debates I would like to see. And that's Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. People just go and agree with each other. Wouldn't that be nice to watch? You know, you're right. That is a problem. I couldn't have said it better. Well, you know, I also, and that would, wouldn't it be wonderful rather than go, yeah, I oughta, and people yell at each other. Not a big fan of the yelling. Not my yelling, yeah. Anybody else's yelling? I don't think so. My kind of yelling's my kind of thing. I'd be liking that, as the kids say these days. So, a reissue of a Link Wray box set, bunch of Link Wray stuff. And some stuff I've never heard by Link. Of course, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You could dress up a Link Wray song in a disguise. Put a big fake mustache on it, funny hat, giant shoes, big sign that said, this is not a Link Wray song. And you say, oh, that's a Link Wray song. You know, because the guy just had a style. And I think they finally put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after he's been dead for a decade. How about that? Does him a lot of good now, doesn't it? Puts a lot of money in his pocket now. Bunch of rat bastards. Can't appreciate rock and roll for when it is. And they always got to wait till somebody dies. And then all of a sudden it's like, wasn't that guy good? That guy? Yeah. You mean we didn't? Yeah, he's gone. That's too bad. I would have bought his record. Too bad. All right, this is called Moped Baby. This is from 1997, which is, I think, his second or third comeback. He had one last comeback around 2008, and then seeing him live. Oh, seeing him live was hilarious. If you want to see some weird Link Wray stuff, go to Driving. Oh, this is a great story. Driving, and he's driving with Link and Olive. His wife at that time was I think from Denmark, and she was his manager, and she played the cling clang on stage. So she would come out on stage with a tambourine or some kind of thing, and kind of like try and hog the stage from Link Ray. And so needless to say, driving with Link and Olive, what happened was, I guess those two fought horribly just on the road. They were just horrible to each other. And it was so taxing. I'm not making this up. You're going to love these. There's like two or three videos on the YouTube. And what it is like a guy, I think it was either the bass player or the drummer who was touring with them, put a video camera, unbeknownst to them, on the dashboard of the car while they're driving. And just to get all the crazy back and forth fighting of how nasty this woman was and how bizarre and twisted Link Ray was and how beat down and how bitter it was. I mean, those should be released on record, the Olive and Link Ray fights. Because watch them on the YouTube, man. They are hilarious. I might play one for you later. I could do something crazy like that because, you know, I'm one of them loose cannons. They call me Loose Cannon Z. Moped Baby 99, Link Ray.
Having seen the lights, we continued through the night to a place we thought would do. So the rules were bent as a decade came and went, and the need for housing grew. Then the signs were seen by the sights so green as the builders stood and cheered. They examined plans and they all shook hands when the woodland disappeared. Until now, I had never been inclined to try to find any time where I'd ever settle down and lose my mind. But the seasons changed, and with mortgages arranged, the city families came. And on long weekends, they were joined by many friends, and the place seemed not the same. But in autumn rains, with commuter trains rolling in and out all day, on the misty nights, with the pretty lights, it was heaven in its way. Until now, I had never been inclined to try to find any time where I'd ever settle down and lose my mind. Until now, I had never been inclined to try to
Nice re-release stuff came out last year. Cleaners from Venus, Martin Newell. God, the guy's been putting out some great music. Just really nice melodic stuff. That was two from him, two separate records. Small Town Earls. They've got this new thing now. Let's see if it, no, they're both off his latest record, K7, which is really nice. Anyhow, that was Small Town Earls and Finding Any Town, Cleaners from Venus. And, yeah, that's from the new record that came out last year called K7. We heard the Phantom Surfers, an old 45 I managed to get again, doing Istanbul. Not Constantinople. And we had Link Ray doing Moped Baby 1997. I did look on the YouTube to see if I could play the Link Ray and Olive fighting in the van. It is on YouTube under Link Ray and Olive. And there's too many F-bombs. Way too many F-bombs. Just warning you, you go there, you're going to see Link Ray dropping some F-bombs, man. And some crazy, I wonder what year that was. That was probably early 2000s, I think, is when that guy shot that video. But, man, it's hilarious. And I don't even know if Link Ray ever knew that that was a thing. And then, like, the other thing is, too, is, like, you know, Olive Ray wanted all the rights to all his stuff. So when, you know, Link Ray, all that stuff, reissues, and he's gone. Well, his gal's getting all his moolah. Darn it. Oh, well. At least the guy rock and rolled. Yeah, a crazy-ass dude. So when I seen him live, this was probably early 2000s, maybe in the 90s. I forget. It's all a blur, and that's a wonderful blur. It is a wonderful blur. So right in the middle of the show, everybody's rocking. Link Ray played Rumble for like the 9th time, and then Olive's on stage playing the Kling Klang, which is like a tambourine, is what she would call her Kling Klang. And of course, you know, really a highlight of the show. And saw somebody taking a picture of Link Ray. And this is probably before cell phones. They had a camera, not a cell phone, but it was like a camera. Now, I don't know if it was a flash, if the person was dumb enough to. I don't think it was a flash person either. I think it was one of the 35 millimeters. And all of a sudden, Olive grabs Link, stops the show, pulls him off stage and says, you know, show's over. Your people are taking, this person's taking a picture of Link Ray. The show's over. Show's over. And then the security came down. They took the guy's camera. And then, you know, she let Link Ray back on stage to play Rumble for the 10th time. And it just, you could just see his heart just wasn't in it that 10th time, especially after being like, you know, scurried off stage by his manager, because somebody was taking a, that's the thing. I don't care if somebody takes a picture of somebody. I mean, you're in public and you're a public figure and somebody's taking your picture. That's the price. There's a price of being famous. Yeah, there is. There's a price. Some people don't like it. You know? Some people don't like it at all. Some people love it. But for the most part, you know, I just think probably like anything, you can't go anywhere without somebody taking your picture. That would be kind of weird, you know. If I was just gonna go, I think I'll just go get a Zagnut bar. at the 7-Eleven. I walk in the Zagnut and get my, and I'm bending over to pick a Zagnut up, and then somebody snaps a picture of me. You know, and all of a sudden, look at this. This guy likes Zagnuts. And all of a sudden, it's like this whole big thing of the, oh, he's anti-Clark Bar. He's anti-Clark Bar. He's eating the opposite of a Clark